Before we get started with today's show, I want to tell you guys about betonline.ag. It's time for the Final Four. The conference finals are here. Indiana, Boston, Minnesota, and Dallas dueling it out for the championship. BetOnline Sportsbook has you covered with all the odds, props, promos, and parlays during the basketball playoffs home stretch. And if you use our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, with the link in the description to this episode, you can pick up a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Ant let Josh score. The ball slipped out his hand. Cat and them boys, they won't give a damn. They cheer playing games like they just won the crown. Nothing can bring Minnesota down. The Ant-Man drives down. D-Lo's got to kick. D-Lo's got to kick it out. The Ant-Man's 21 and nothing can break. You can't break him down. 12 years in the tank. Bet flops like a plank. We got news for you, baby, and Edwards is the man. 2 years in the game, and he's a household name. We got news for you, baby, and Edwards is the man. When it comes to Wiggins, they never learned. And then Jimmy Butler left all the kids burned. The only way they get talent is the top of the draft. Torian Prince and Malik Beasley, the Ant-Man's 21. Nothing can break. You can't break him down. 12 years in the tank. Bev flops like a plank. Got news for you, baby, and Edwards is the man. Cat's shot, make it rain. GM's affairs in the way. Got news for you, baby, and Edwards is the man. The Ant-Man, the Ant-Man, the Ant-Man, the Ant-Man. Who's the man with the plan? The Ant-Man. The Ant-Man, the Ant-Man, the Ant-Man, the Ant-Man. Who's the man with the plan? The Ant-Man. The Ant-Man. Ooh, the Ant-Man. Twelve years in the tank. Bev flops like a plank. Got news for you, baby, and Edwards is the man. 15 years away from headed to the Hall of Fame. Got news for you, baby, and Edwards is the man. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night. However, whenever you may be listening, thank you. Thank you, thank you for stopping on into another fantabulous episode of the Take It Easy podcast, live on the Bleav Podcast Network. Except it isn't live, because it is, as always, a podcast. And podcasts aren't live, because it's a podcast. You know, we can record and listen however and whenever it is you so choose. Happy Monday, May 20th, 2024. The day has finally arrived, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't think it would happen. You didn't think it would happen. And yet it is finally here. For 4 long years on this fine podcast, we have been talking about generations of NBA basketball. Each NBA generation lasts approximately 5 years, coinciding with the prime windows of professional basketball players. The previous generation of stars, that we have spent the last 5 years watching in real time on this here Fine Take It Easy podcast, passing the torch between generations at the end of the 2019 season when Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors, the dynastic team of a generation that dominated the NBA in such a way that the next generation was never going to replicate what Golden State had done. We saw it in real time. The Warriors physically fall apart at the end of 2019. Toronto and Kawhi Leonard act as a buffer for the next generation of stars that immediately follow Kawhi and the Raptors. You see in real time the generation passing as Kevin Durant pops his Achilles. The Raptors win the 2019 NBA championship. In real time, we watched the changing of the guards in the NBA. There was about an 8-month period where Kawhi Leonard was the best basketball player on the face of the earth before he then hands the generational torch off to 2-time NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo, to a behemoth of a 25-year-old center named Nikola Jokic, to one of the most exciting two-way players in the NBA of 20 years of professional basketball in Joel Embiid, to Anthony Davis, to Devin Booker later in the 2021 season when he steps up for his opportunity to be the best player on a team that contends for an NBA championship and comes within 2 games of winning an NBA championship, to the Donovan Mitchells, to the Trae Youngs, the generational torch being passed from the Steph Currys, the Kevin Durants, the Paul Georges, the DeMar DeRozans, the Russell Westbrooks, and the James Hardens into a new generation of star. We watched it happen in real time, and then we started this Fine Take It Easy podcast in the summer of 2019 as Kawhi Leonard was getting ready to join the Clippers, as the ceremonial passing of the torch was happening in real time between the two generations, with Kawhi Leonard acting as a buffer. And now, in real time, we have existed, watched basketball year after year after year, watching this generation of stars between Anthony Davis and Giannis Antetokounmpo and Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid for 5 seasons dominate the sport. 6 consecutive MVPs between Giannis, Jokic, and Joel Embiid, all of whom were drafted within the same 12 calendar months of each other back in 2013 and 2014. The proverbial passing of the torch with Anthony Davis winning a championship with LeBron James of 2 generations past, still playing at the peak of his powers, the great anomaly in the history of the NBA, perhaps its greatest player. We saw Giannis Antetokounmpo win the 2021 NBA championship with one of the most impressive performances the sport has ever seen that we fell in love with over and over again. We talked time and time again about Giannis, the great exception, one of the great playoff runs in the history of the sport, and then came back in 2022 and had an even more impressive playoff run in defeat against an incredible Boston Celtic team. Who did the Boston Celtic team fall to? The Warriors. One last stand, the great anomaly, the exception, the team that came to define the previous era of the sport. That Warriors team came through at the end after Devin Booker and the Suns blew their best chance to win a championship. And after the Boston Celtics, Miami Heat dueling it out in the conference finals led to Boston finally emerging victorious, only to fall in the finals against the Warriors, a Boston team that went toe-to-toe 7 games against the MVP of the league in Giannis, only to then fall in the finals to the Warriors making their one last stand. We saw the Nuggets dominate and run through the Western Conference just as we prognosticated in 2023, and Jimmy Butler in the Heat take out a whole generation's worth of stars. They took out Giannis. They took out the Boston Celtics, trying to move this thing along and kick off the next generation. But no, it was MVP from Embiid, championship from Jokic, a generation still intact and still going strong. And this, in real time, was when the transition was starting to take place. Jokic won the 2024 NBA MVP, but Luka Doncic, 24-year-old superstar of the next generation, prognosticated for all 5 years of this past generation that he would be the one coming for the next group of people ever since that bubble run that he had against the Los Angeles Clippers. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, of a Thunder team that spent the previous generation tanking and bottoming out to collect assets and be this great exception, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander emerges into a star who finishes in the top three for MVP, coming for the crown of Nikola Jokic. Ja Morant fought for the crown. Zion Williamson fought for the crown. Anthony Edwards was trying to fight for the crown. Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics, who is not one of these top five players in the league, but has this great team around him that is ready to be the buffer into the next generation as this tweener who doesn't quite fit in the Giannis, Jokic, Embiid generation, but doesn't quite fit into the group of babies because of just how long Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have been chomping at the bit, trying to steal a championship the way the Warriors did from this generation of Giannis and Jokic and Embiid and Anthony Davis and Devin Booker. They stole a championship from this 2022 generation in a way that LeBron stole championships from Harden and Westbrook and Durant during their run as the best players in the NBA. Boston wants to steal a championship and buffer the next generation. Oklahoma City, Dallas, Minnesota, all coming for the crown. But Jokic was not ready to give it up. 20-point first half lead, a 20-point lead in the second half, 15-point lead at halftime, 24 points from Jamal Murray, a 1-for-9 shooting performance in the first half from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Did any of it matter? No, it did not. Because in real time, in front of my eyes, when I was ready to celebrate the Nuggets, get excited for the Nuggets versus the Celtics NBA championship, ready to have the last gasp of the old generation duel it out with the Celtics, trying to be the buffer into the new generation of stars of Lukas and Shai Gilgeous-Alexanders and Tyrese Halliburton's and Ja Morant's and Zion Williamson's. I was waiting. I was watching. I anticipated the Boston Celtics versus the Denver Nuggets NBA Finals. And you know what the Ant-Man did in real time? And you know what the Minnesota Timberwolves did in real time? They passed the torch. The same way Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, 2019 NBA Finals were having this passing of the torch to the next generation, we watched in real time as Anthony Edwards, Luka Doncic, Tyrese Halliburton took the league from the previous generation. Long live the dominant successes of a generation of basketball stars, from Giannis Antetokounmpo to Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, Jimmy Butler, Donovan Mitchell. A generation of basketball stars can now be put to the side because we have a new guard taking the NBA by storm. Each of the last six NBA MVPs no longer in the playoffs. We could extend it back to 2018 and 2017 and 2016 if we wanted to, but ultimately I think the point is made by this. The MVPs of a previous generation, Giannis, Jokic, Embiid, all gone before the conference finals. Each of the previous five NBA champions, gone. By the way, each of these teams did not have a repeat champion. Not the Bucks, not the Nuggets, not the Lakers, not the Suns, not the 76ers. Not a single one was a repeat champion. They brought this stat up on the Inside the NBA broadcast. In the last five seasons, the defending NBA champion has not made it past the second round of the playoffs. For an entire generation, the defending champion did not make it past the second round of the playoffs. And in fact, each of the last four champions, sorry, each of the last three champions lost in the second round. 2021 Milwaukee Bucks lost in the second round. 2022 Boston Celtics. I'm sorry, 2022 Golden State Warriors lost in the second round. 2023 Denver Nuggets lost in the second round. We can take this a step further if we want to. 2021 Phoenix Suns, who won the Western Conference and lost the NBA Finals, lost in the second round. 2022 Boston Celtics lost in the Conference Finals. 2023 Miami Heat lost in the first round. This generation did not have a super team. Okay? Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, the stars of a generation decided to team up in Miami and win four consecutive Eastern Conference Finals. The stars of a generation, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, teamed up together to go to six consecutive NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors run, or sorry, go to five consecutive NBA Finals, six total. Five consecutive NBA Finals for a generation. The Warriors took the league by storm in 2014-2015, carried it for 5 years until the proverbial passing of the torch to Kawhi Leonard for a temporary stay before the actual best players of a generation, which are the Giannis's, the Jokic's, the Anthony Davis's, the Joel Embiid's, the Devin Booker's, the Jimmy Butler's, the Donovan Mitchell's, the Trae Young's. Those guys took the league by storm. Kawhi Leonard acting as a buffer between the Steph Curry's, the James Harden's, the Russell Westbrook's, the Kevin Durant's, the Paul George's, the DeMar DeRozan's, the stars of a previous generation. And now, in real time, we're going to watch as the new generation of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's and Luka Doncic's and Anthony Edwards and Ja Morant's and Zion Williamson's and Tyrese Halliburton's, they all grab at the bit, chomp at the bit, take the league by storm. And you know who's going to try and act as a buffer to that? The Boston Celtics. By keeping a young team, a young superstar, from winning their first NBA championship. Or maybe, just maybe, the Boston Celtics will miss their winning window once again. Because the 2022 Celtics, who should have played Phoenix in the finals that year, the 2022 Celtics, they had a chance to steal a championship on the watch of these star players while Tatum was still growing, and Tatum and Brown and Horford and Marcus Smart and Grant Williams and all those guys that were together in 22. They had a chance to steal a title from under the noses of those stars, something that hasn't happened since, I would argue, the 2011 Dallas Mavericks or the 2004 Detroit Pistons or the 2019 Toronto Raptors. We think of those teams as the superstarless champions. No, the reason we think of those teams as such an exception is because they are not the defining teams of their era. They are buffers between the transition, between the generations. The buffer of a generation is happening in real time. And what's so unique about this run of the NBA playoffs is that you don't have the super team formula for the first time in 16 years. The Nuggets ran out of gas, and they could not rely on the fact that they had two or three of the best players in a series in order to buffer that defeat. And what happened in real time was the Denver Nuggets handing the torch over to Minnesota in the Western Conference. Denver might be back. Denver might be competing for a championship in the years to come, but it's going to be on the watch of those three stars. And by those three stars, I mean Anthony Edwards, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Luka Doncic. Denver's best chance to win a championship just passed in real time. We watched it in real time. Denver might get to come back and compete for a Western Conference championship, but they're about to fall behind the pack to these three teams. And potentially, if the Pelicans get their shit together, throw Zion Williamson in that mix, and potentially throw Ja Morant into that mix, depending on what happens with the Memphis Grizzlies. This is incredibly fun and incredibly interesting to watch in real time, because we have been waiting 5 years for this date. When we look back at a moment that's going to reflect on a changing of the guard in the NBA, it is this moment, because for the first time in 6 years, a player who was drafted between 2012 and 2016, who entered their prime around the same time between 2019 and 2021, that generation of stars is now exiting their prime. We watched it. We've analyzed it. We've seen it in real time. The prime of Giannis has passed. The prime of Embiid has passed. Jokic may be in his physical prime, but the prime winning window of the Denver Nuggets just passed in real time. Anthony Davis's prime is expiring. Devin Booker's prime is expiring. Now it's time for the Shays, the Lucas, all these guys that are showing up in real time. And the buffer in between those generations is the Boston Celtics, because Tatum doesn't quite neatly fit into either of these pictures. Tatum was drafted in 2017. Tatum's 2 years older than Luka Doncic, but he's 2 years younger than Devin Booker. And he's 4 years younger than Anthony Davis. And he's 3 years younger than Nikola Jokic. Tatum doesn't quite fit into this mold. And by the way, Tatum is not the singularly excellent player that we come to expect. And it's why I think the Kawhi Leonard comp is so perfect for what Tatum and the Celtics are about to take on. If the Celtics win a championship this year and Jason Tatum is that finals MVP, it will feel very similar to that 2004 Detroit Pistons team. Very similar to that 2011 Dallas Mavericks team. Not the singular greatness of Dirk Nowitzki in a sense, but just in the sense of it doesn't quite fit the picture, right? Like going from Kobe and Boston dueling it out year after, Kobe and Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen and these stars of a generation dueling it out in the playoffs, to then go to the Miami Heat Big Three and the San Antonio Spurs and everything that was going on there. And it just didn't quite fit, right? The Dallas championship didn't quite make sense in the greater context. But Miami's championships were then setting the stage for Oklahoma City and Kevin Durant, setting the stage for the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry, stars of a generation, Paul George and the Indiana Pacers trying to come at LeBron, the young people trying to take down the prime LeBron, prime Dwayne Wade Miami Heat, who physically fell apart at the end of 2014, making way for a new generation of stars, your Kevin Durant's, your Steph Curry's, and ultimately that's your buffer period, right? Doesn't quite fit neatly into any picture of history, but that's what this season is about to become, unless one of these young guys, i.e. Luka Doncic or Anthony Edwards, comes through to wipe out the Boston Celtics' best chance to win a championship. In real time, we have watched the end of a generation, right? There are no MVPs left. All four teams left in the playoffs have won one conference championship since 2011. In the previous generations of stars, the pantheons of NBA history, these are not your traditional powerhouses. And yes, I know Boston won a bunch of championships in the 80s and 60s and all sorts of stuff like that, but these have not been your traditional powerhouses. No, Boston's always been the pesky team trying to poke at what Milwaukee's been doing, poke at what Philly's been doing, poke at what Miami has been attempting to do with Jimmy Butler as their star player. Boston's never quite fit into the picture, right? Boston's never had a superstar of a generation. They've had Jason Tatum and great team defense. But Jason Tatum's never going to win an NBA MVP. Just like Kawhi Leonard was never going to win an NBA MVP, although he did finish second place one time for the NBA MVP, Kawhi Leonard was never going to be an NBA MVP, but he was going to be the singularly great player who buffered the generations, right? Kawhi never quite fit into either generation because he was drafted by the Spurs and was placed in winning situations within his second year, guarding LeBron James in the NBA Finals and making LeBron turn to the scorer's table and say fuck when Kawhi Leonard was checking back into games, right? Kawhi Leonard never fit into the picture because he was thrown into the fires at 21, 22 years old. That's what Jason Tatum is. From his very first season in the NBA, Jason Tatum was introduced to playoff basketball by being the second best player on a team that went to a Game 7 against LeBron James in the Eastern Conference Finals. That was his first season in the league. Remember, Jason Tatum's only 19 years old. Well, now Jason Tatum's 26 years old, and Jason Tatum is the best player on a team that can win an NBA championship and set the stage for what is about to become the passing of the torch from Luka to SGA and Anthony Edwards, and Anthony Edwards made that happen, and the Timberwolves made that happen by wiping Denver out of the picture. Denver's championship window just closed in real time. Yes, they still have the best player in the league, but think of the gauntlet Denver's about to have to go through in the playoffs, and we just saw Denver's now beatable. The unbeatable team of last year's playoff run is now beatable. Denver's going to have to make some sort of changes, and I don't foresee those changes on the horizon. I foresee Denver trying to run it back for another season with this group and ultimately falling short against these same teams. And Denver could have gotten to the finals this year and lost to Boston. That is very much in play here. Like, Denver losing in the second round preempted what might have been an inevitability in the finals, which is Denver, the last stand of a previous generation's worth of stars. Because again, there's been like five tried and true Hall of Fame stars in the NBA over the last few years. It has been Giannis, Jokic, Embiid. They've won each of the last six MVPs. I'd throw Anthony Davis in that group. I'd throw Devin Booker in that group as, you know, guys who won conference championships and consistently competed for finals in the prime of their careers. And all of those guys are gone now with a round of playoffs to spare. All of them are gone. In real time, we're watching the transition. It just happened. Maybe it was going to happen in the finals when Boston beat the Nuggets in the same way that the same way that the Warriors fall in 2019 was the end of a generation. Because that generation had three great teams, right? It was Houston, it was Cleveland, and it was Golden State, right? Those were the teams of that era of basketball, right? You could throw San Antonio in the mix, but consistently it was Golden State, Cleveland, Houston. Golden State knocked out Houston in 2018 and 2019, and by 2020, Houston was scrambling to try and keep what remnants of James Harden's prime they could together. Houston got knocked out by the Warriors. Cleveland got knocked out by the Warriors, and then the Warriors got knocked out by Kevin Durant tearing his Achilles, Klay Thompson tearing his ACL. They ultimately got knocked out by Toronto. That was the end of the Warriors, right? 2019 was the proverbial end of the Warriors as we knew them. The end of the Steph Curry, Kevin Durant generation. And we saw it in real time. When Kevin Durant popped his Achilles, that was the real-time end of a generation. And we talked about it back then in real time. Like, it took Kevin Durant tearing his Achilles for people to finally appreciate just how fun and engaging that Warriors dynasty and Warriors, Cavs, Rockets battling against each other was. In real time, we saw that fall. We saw the Warriors go down to Toronto. And Toronto, who was not one of the teams of the previous generation, specifically was doing it with Kawhi Leonard as a super, like, the most mercenary championship run a team has ever had in the playoffs. After the fall of the Raptors, and after Kawhi ended up eliminating the Raptors immediately the year after by leaving to go to the Clippers, 2019 was clearly the proverbial end of that run, and now everyone's reassigning themselves for another five-year run. But ultimately, none of it mattered, right? Kawhi never got back to the finals. The Warriors ended up stealing a championship on other teams' watches. James Harden never got back to the NBA Finals. Paul George never got back to the NBA Finals, despite trying to team up with Kawhi Leonard, right? None of it ended up mattering. DeRozan never got back to the Finals. Durant has never gotten back to the Finals, right? It all happened in real time. We saw it, right? We saw that generation of stars all fade to the background. LeBron got back to the Finals and won the Finals, but he did it by teaming up with a future generational star in Anthony Davis, like someone who was about to enter his prime, and by the way, went toe-to-toe to knock Jokic out of the playoffs in the bubble in 2020. Remember that? The Jokic-Anthony Davis Conference Finals. I say all of that to say, we watched that transition happen in real time, where it was wipe out the Warriors, wipe out the Rockets, Cleveland wipes out the Eastern Conference. Let's put it this way. Cleveland wipes out the Eastern Conference, the Warriors wipe out the Rockets, 2 years in a row. Portland, you know, made a conference finals in there, but the Warriors swept them even without Kevin Durant. Portland was never a real contender for a championship because they had a singularly great player in Damian Lillard and just mismanaged completely around him. And Cleveland wiped out the East. Warriors wiped out the Rockets. The Warriors fell apart, and Toronto was there to claim the championship at the end because of the singular greatness of Kawhi Leonard and a very good team around that singular greatness of Kawhi Leonard. And none of those players ever got back, right? It was Giannis. It was Anthony Davis going up against Jimmy Butler in the finals. It was Giannis going up against Devin Booker in the finals. 22 is that great exception of a year because Giannis and the Bucks came up short against Boston with Chris Middleton getting hurt, but came up short against Boston. And then the Warriors won a championship on everyone else's watch. And I think we'll look back 25 years from now at that 2022 Warriors team and think of it as one of the weakest NBA champions that there has been, because Phoenix and Milwaukee both lost early in the playoffs that year, and the Nuggets had all those injuries to Jokic, or I'm sorry, to Porter Jr., and I think Facundo Campazzo and Austin Rivers were getting significant minutes in that playoff series. Like, that will be a great exception of a year because of Phoenix choking, Milwaukee losing to Boston in seven games, the 76ers falling apart in 21. They should have had a run at the finals with Embiid. The 76ers are going to go down as one of the great disappointments in the history of the sport. Like, that year will be an exceptional year, and the Warriors got one more championship on everyone else's watch, just like LeBron got one more championship on the Warriors and Thunder's watch in 2016, right? The 2022 Warriors are similar to the 2016 Cavs in that way, where LeBron got an additional championship to solidify his legacy in the way that Steph Curry got an additional championship to solidify his legacy, right? And then 23, you have the Nuggets, healthy, singularly great, dominating the sport, winning the championship, right? Five-year run now ends, and the new generation is ready to take over. The Giannis of the previous generation is now ready to step into the fray. Maybe you say Luka is the Giannis, or Luka is the Jokic, and SGA is the Embiid and the whatever, but the new generation is stepping into the fold, right? You have five players who are going to be MVP caliber for the next generation. It's Luka, it's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, it's Anthony Edwards, it's Zion Williamson. Time will tell who the other one is. Maybe it's going to be Tyrese Halliburton. Maybe it's going to be John Morant. Who knows? You know, we'll see who ends up filling the void around those other three stars. But we know Ant Edwards is going to be battling for MVPs. Luka's going to be battling for MVPs. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be battling for MVPs, right? For years and years and years, those guys are going to be battling for MVPs. And all those players of the last generation are gone. Boston's going to be the buffer. Boston, remember how we just said Cleveland wiped out the East, LeBron wiped out the East, the Warriors wiped out the Rockets, the Warriors wiped out the Cavs, and then Toronto was there to win the championship to knock out the Warriors. In this generation, Miami took out Milwaukee. Boston took out Miami this year, because remember, Boston and Miami last year. Miami going to the finals last year was incredibly exceptional in and of itself, but this time around, Miami took out Milwaukee last year. That was the end of the Bucks as presently constructed. Miami took out Milwaukee. They fired a coach. They traded Jrue Holiday. They're scrambling to try and compete, but ultimately they can't compete because they can't count on Giannis Antetokounmpo to be MVP caliber player for an entire playoff run again in his career, right? Miami took out Milwaukee last year. Boston took out Miami this year. Denver is the last stand in the East there. And Denver just lost to Minnesota. Instead of Boston being there to take out Denver, or Denver getting another stand to keep the next generation down for another year, the new Jack generation of Minnesota just took out the Denver Nuggets at full strength in a seven-game series by winning three games on their home floor and by overcoming the largest Game 7 halftime deficit in the history of the sport. greater than the Rockets 0-27 game against the Warriors. The greatest Game 7 comeback in the history of the sport. Minnesota just wiped out the last of the previous generation of the Giannis, the Jokic, the Embiid, the Anthony Davis, the Devin Booker generation. Just wiped them out. None of them are still in their primes, except you could argue Jokic, who just won the NBA MVP this year. However, some people were calling for Luka, some people were calling for SGA, and we just saw it didn't matter. Denver's team is not good enough. They might run it back next year with the same team. Doesn't guarantee they're going to be good enough. It wasn't good enough this year. It's going to be so interesting to watch in real time because Minnesota just wiped out that generation. I thought it was going to happen in the finals, where we were going to get that incredible climactic duel where Denver and Boston, the last stand of a previous generation, Boston trying to win a championship to buffer a generational passing of the torch. Now Minnesota just took out Denver. Denver's championship window just closed. And now we're passing the generational battle on to Boston to try and win a championship on the watch of these new guys, right? It's now Boston's turn to win a championship to buffer what will become the next generation of stars. When Luka's winning MVPs, when Luka, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards, maybe Tyrese Halliburton start winning each of the next five NBA MVPs, that's the next generation. Boston has been chomping at the bit for 7 years. They should have maybe won a championship in 22. They were probably a better team than the Warriors for most of the season. Similar to how Kawhi got that 2014 championship on LeBron's watch. They should have probably won a championship that year. But now they get their second crack at it. Now's their best chance to win a championship as the generations are shifting, right? Boston could never beat the old guys or the prime guys, right? Tatum, who was always the young guy, couldn't beat the other ones. He couldn't beat Giannis. He couldn't beat Embiid. The best chance, once they finally did beat, they couldn't beat Jimmy Butler, right? They lost to Miami in 20 and 23, right? They couldn't beat Miami. They couldn't beat Milwaukee. The one time they did finally get past both those teams, they couldn't beat the Warriors, who stole the championship that was supposed to be on their watch. Everything Boston has been doing is preparing them for this moment, to win this championship. And now the young guys who haven't been there before, who were 2022 Boston, because now instead of Tatum's battling against guys that are 3 years older than him and have more playoff experience, the rest of the playoffs is Tatum's battling guys who are 3 years younger than him and don't have the playoff experience. And that's so fun and so interesting to watch in real time. It's so fun and so interesting that now Tatum is in the same position, and the Celtics are in the same position they were in 22. Number one seed in the East, best team in the conference, or they were the number two seed that year, but best team in the conference second half of the season. They're going up against the guys who are all 2 and 3 years younger than Boston, who haven't been to a conference finals except for Luka, but they won't see Luka till the championship. Guys that have a combined zero conference championships, as opposed to what they were trying to do in 22, which was take down defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks, Miami, who already had an Eastern Conference championship in 2020 with Jimmy Butler, and the Warriors, who were playing in their sixth NBA finals and trying to win their fourth championship, right? They were playing against teams chock full of playoff experience, right? If my math serves me correct, in that 2022 playoff run, the Celtics had 8 conference championships worth of experience that they were playing against. Because 6 from the Warriors. Warriors won 6 conference championships. The Bucks won 1 in 21. The Heat won 1 in 2020. That's the path they had to go through to get to the finals. Like, Boston went through 8 conference championships worth of teams in order to try and win that 22 championship. And they ultimately lost to the Warriors, who stole that title from them. Now they're playing teams with 1 conference champion, or sorry, 0 conference championships of experience the rest of the way. Pacers, Mavericks, Timberwolves, these groups of players have zero NBA Finals experience. And that's so interesting to watch in real time, because there's no guarantee Boston's going to win the championship. Everyone's chalking it up like Boston is going to win the championship. And I agree, Boston's going to get to the championship. They will be favored going into the championship. But it is make or break time for the Boston Celtics, because Minnesota just wiped out the team that you were ultimately supposed to take the generational mantle from. Like the passing of the last stand of the previous basketball generation was about to be wiped out. And Boston doesn't have to do that anymore. They don't have to play the champs. They don't have to play any champ. Boston's going to go through Miami without Jimmy Butler in the first round. They're going to go through Cleveland and Donovan Mitchell. They're going to go through Indiana and Tyrese Halliburton, and then play a team that has zero finals. Like, they don't have to do any of it. They don't have to play a single team with playoff experience. And that's so interesting and so fun to watch in real time. Because Minnesota, by beating Denver, just ended a generation. Any championships from this point forward are on Minnesota's watch. It took a 7-game series, best battle we've seen in the entire playoffs in years. Years. Best playoff series in years. Minnesota versus Denver. A series that we will remember years and years from now as the turning point of a generation. In real time, the last 6 NBA MVPs out of the playoffs. The last 10 conference champion, or sorry, 9 of the last 10 conference champions out of the playoffs. Boston is 2019 Toronto. Boston is 2011 Mavericks. They don't quite fit in the passing of the torch of best players in the sport, best teams in the sport. But Boston is this rover that's about to try and win a championship without having to go through any of the superstars of the previous generation. Can they do it? We're about to find out. Because Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves just wiped out a generation's last stand. And we all saw it in real time. Denver was up 20, about to crush Minnesota, get to the conference finals, beat Dallas, get to the finals, them against Boston. Jokic, Tatum, 3 years separating the two, but 3 years between Jokic and Tatum in age and experience doesn't quite sound as dramatic as 6 years of experience between Anthony Edwards and Nikola Jokic. But Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves just wiped out Denver. And now Minnesota and Dallas, the new kids on the block, the new Jack generation, is about to get their first crack at stealing a championship from both the old generation they're about to supplant and the Boston Celtic team that is about to act as a buffer between the two generations. Everything we thought was going to happen in the playoffs just changed right in front of our eyes in one second half domination by the Minnesota Timberwolves changed the entire landscape of the NBA going forward. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for stopping in here to the Take It Easy podcast. We are excited for what's about to come the rest of the way in this playoff run. Make sure to stay tuned. Make sure to download. Make sure to subscribe. We will be here bringing you content all the way throughout the basketball playoffs. We will talk to you again on Wednesday. And in the meantime, take it easy.
Can't let y'all score.
The ball slipped out his hand. Cat and them boys, they won't give a damn. They cheer playing games like they just won the crown. Nothing can bring Minnesota down. The Ant-Man drives down. D-Lo's got a kick. D-Lo's got a kick. Get out. The Ant-Man's 21 and nothing can break. You can't break him down. 12 years in the tank. Bev flops like a plank. We got news for you, baby, and Edwards is the man. 2 years in the game, and he's a household name. We got news for you, baby, and Edwards is the man. When it comes to Wiggins, they never learned. And then Jimmy Butler left all the kids burned. The only way they get talent is the top of the draft. Torian Prince and Malik Beasley, the Ant-Man's 21. Nothing can break. You can't break him down. 12 years in the tank. Bev flops like a plank. Got news for you, baby, and Edwards is the man. Cat's shot, make it rain. GM's affairs in the way. Got news for you, baby, and Edwards is the man. The Ant-Man, the Ant-Man, the Ant-Man, the Ant-Man. Who's the man with the plan? The Ant-Man. The Ant-Man, the Ant-Man, the Ant-Man, the Ant-Man. Who's the man with the plan? The Ant-Man. The Ant-Man. The Ant-Man. Twelve years in the tank. Bev flops like a plank. Got news for you, baby, and Edwards is the man. 15 years away from headed to the Hall of Fame. Got news for you, baby, and Edwards is the man.